Oh, hello and welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 podcast, the world's shortest podcast. Possibly, I don't know. If someone could look that up and let us know in the comments, actually, that'd be quite good. Graham is with us once again. Graham, how the devil are you?
I'm alright, you alright?
Yeah, not too bad, man, not too bad. I really enjoyed, in the last episode, we talked a lot about The Force Awakens, thanks to Timo's prompting. And at the end of the episode, after we finished recording, you can hear you're about to say something, and then we run out of time, this being the 3 Minute 16 podcast.
Yeah.
Guys listening at home, Graham said the most fantastic thing I've ever heard anyone say just after we finished that recording. Graham, what did you come out with?
I reckon Darth Vader is inside C-3PO's suit. That would explain the arm, because he had his hand chopped off at the end. It couldn't exactly just sneak the general of the dark side out of the stormtrooper base. So yeah, Luke stuck him in C-3PO suit, snuck him out. Been living in C-3PO ever since.
Just in case you didn't quite catch that, the connection's a bit bad because we're in the middle of a storm right now. Yeah, Graham thinks that Anakin Skywalker is still alive in the Star Wars universe, just living inside C-3PO, which is the best theory I've ever heard. That'd be amazing.
It's not going to happen, though.
No, it's not. It would take a very brave screenwriter to work that into the next movie, isn't it?
Well, J.J. Abrams.
No, he was playing way too safe. He'd never do something as mental like that. But he's not directing the next one anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course he isn't.
Yeah, it's some other guy. Can't remember who. But anyway. Yeah, I feel like we don't get enough fan art, Graham. If you guys want to knock something up in Photoshop, either related to Darth C-3PO or Episode 8, The Force Dilly Dallies, which we came up last time, I'd love to see a movie poster for that. So, yeah, if there's any creative types out there, do that, and we'll share everything we get on the316.podbean.com. But time's a-wasting. Let's get to today's topic, shall we, Graham?
Yeah.
Cool. This is a bit of a weird one. As suggested by Bill Ramey, dogs wearing pants.
Okay.
Do you have any inkling as to why Mr. Ramey would be asking about dogs wearing pants, Graham?
Is he asking if it's like sociably acceptable? Like, is he doing it at home? He just doesn't know whether or not it's safe to post a photo of his beagle on Facebook wearing a pair of boxers.
No, like, but
just put it in the comment.
No, Bill is not worried about sartorial animal etiquette. He was asking because there was this thing. I didn't even really look into it myself, but something was trending the other day about the if a dog was to wear pants.
Right.
Would it? I can't believe we're talking about this on the internet. What are we doing? If a dog was to wear pants, would it wear them like just with its back legs in the pants? This is really hard to describe without showing you a picture. With just its back legs in the pants, or would it have a special pair of pants? Which had the four legs? Do you know what I mean?
So it was,
yeah. So the internet was debating on Twitter a couple of weeks back. It stopped being viral almost as soon as it began. Which would it wear?
I think it'd just wear the back legs, wouldn't it? I mean,
I think that's what the internet decided that day. Good work, everybody.
Great. Should have just called me. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't think if it wore the pants with the four legs, and it was just like the belt bit, if you imagine, goes around the middle.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stay up, would they?
When you say pants, are we talking like American pants or are we talking British pants?
Sorry, yeah, but no, we're talking American pants.
Oh, okay. Right. But no, the belt wouldn't stay up. No, besides, why would... Look, that's like us putting on a pair of onesie trousers, isn't it? Like...
What would a onesie trouser look like? That would just be a skirt, wouldn't it?
What would a pair of pants around a dog look like?
Well, this is what we're trying to nail. But I want to hear more about your onesie trousers, to be honest.
Well, imagine it's... I don't know, maybe you have like a zipper on your back instead of at the front on your fly. So you've got the zipper on the back.
Right.
And it's like you put your legs in at like normal trousers, but then you put... It's essentially just like a jumpsuit.
You've just invented the boiler suit. Well done.
Yeah, but, well, there we go. But like nicer material.
Boiler suit just made of velvet.
Pinstripe, maybe.
You've been coming out. Today has been a good ideas day for you, Graham. Unfortunately, we'll have to see if we keep this trend going in future episodes because we are out of time. Head on over to the316.podbean.com and leave a topic for next time. Thanks for watching, listening.